Welcome to the Singular Links podcast. I'm Tony Parrish, aka Slinker. In this episode, we step back and examine what singular links actually have in common. Building on Claude Shannon's work, this episode explores the defining characteristics of transformative connections, how they reveal hidden structure, create emergent properties, and expand what's possible next. You'll hear how small, simple elements can unlock entirely new systems, and how singular links don't just solve problems, they open doors. This is chapter 3 of the book, Singular Links. I hope you enjoy Characteristics of Singular Links. Characteristics of Singular Links. Let's take a step back and ask the question, what can Shannon's example teach us about the essential attributes of singular links? As it turns out, it can teach us a lot. First, singular links can reveal a larger structure or a deeper system. They tend to bring order to chaos. In Shannon's case, he literally defined information in the context of randomness and entropy. Before Shannon, information was tied to its physical form. Words on paper, voices on a telephone wire, pictures on film. By reducing everything to bits, he created a universal language. Sure, it was a language that only machines could read, but those same machines could also translate it back into formats that made sense to people using the machines. Before Shannon, information was messier, more subjective, and defined by its particular content. Shannon asserted that all information was just a quantifiable measure of uncertainty. This single, clever shift, connecting the abstract idea of uncertainty with the mathematics of engineering, transformed communication. Suddenly, every type of message, be it voice, text, or image, could be handled under a universal framework. He reduced all forms of communication to one underlying pattern. That is the structure that Shannon revealed. Second, singular links tend to display emergent properties. An emergent property is something new that appears when smaller parts come together, even though none of the parts by themselves possess that property. The whole grows to become more than just the sum of its parts. Individual water molecules don't have wetness, but when billions of them come together, you have water. You can't swim in hydrogen or hydrate with a glass of oxygen, but fuse two hydrogen atoms with one oxygen atom, and suddenly you have H2O, perfect for cannonballs and cocktails. When you change the combination, such as when you drop one hydrogen atom, you get hydrogen peroxide, better for cleaning that pool party toe scrape than for quenching your thirst. Emergent properties pop up everywhere. Flour, water, and yeast become bread. Oil, egg yolk, and lemon juice become mayonnaise. By themselves, those ingredients are underwhelming, but together they do something new, something useful, maybe even something delicious. Gunpowder is a classic example of emergent properties. Combine potassium nitrate, charcoal, and sulfur, and you've got firepower. Alone, these ingredients aren't exactly thrilling, but mix them together and kaboom. Side note, please do not tell any 12-year-old boys that gunpowder is basically a DIY project. Just saying. When gunpowder was invented, it didn't just make fireworks, it changed history. It powered weapons and shaped empires. The emergent properties of gunpowder went well beyond chemistry. In the context of Shannon's information theory, one of the emergent properties was the reliability of communication. By treating information mathematically, systems could detect and fix mistakes automatically. This helped to create near-perfect reproduction in things like streaming, encryption, deep space communication, and beyond. Another emergent property of Shannon's theory was data compression. Once information was reduced to strings of bits, it could be mathematically squeezed into bandwidth-friendly packets and then reconstituted as information. This vastly improved the efficiency of information sharing. While Shannon's bit is tiny and simple, the emergent properties of treating all information this way are vast. So, what exactly are we talking about when we're talking about emergent properties? We're talking about new patterns, behaviors, or qualities that emerge when smaller elements interact. These are important characteristics of singular links. Third, singular links tend to advance something called the adjacent possible. The adjacent possible, a concept created by the theoretical biologist and complex systems researcher Stuart Kaufman, is the frontier of what can be created next at any point in time. It is the set of all things that are one practical step away from what currently exists. Think of the adjacent possible like a room with doors. You're standing in one room, the present, and from there, you can only step into the rooms that are adjacent to it. These are the current possibilities. Once you open a new door and enter another room, more doors and more rooms are now adjacent. These are possibilities you couldn't see from the previous room. You have just expanded the adjacent possible. This is a way of describing how progress happens, one step at a time, by moving into the next set of opportunities that are available presently. This means the future doesn't open up all at once. It grows step by step, as new discoveries, tools, or ideas unlock new possibilities. For example, people couldn't invent smartphones before inventing electricity, radios, computers, and GPS, among other things. The smartphone was an amalgamation of prior inventions. Shannon massively expanded the adjacent possible because, suddenly, every form of communication could be connected, transformed, and combined in a new way. Digital telephony became possible, making long-distance communication cheaper and clearer. Computers could store and process information, which gave rise to personal computing. Bits made the internet possible, as any kind of data could be packaged, sent, and decoded across networks. Music streaming, video games, search engines, and social media were all rooms that opened up after Shannon's insight pushed open the first door. Shannon's work illustrates key traits of singular links. By reducing information to bits, he revealed a deeper structure underlying communication, produced emergent properties like reliability and compression, and expanded the adjacent possible, opening doors to new technologies, networks, and social systems. Reductive transformation. While reductive transformation may sound highly theoretical, it has many real-world applications. Consider the blockchain, for instance. People know the blockchain because of its relationship to cryptocurrencies and digital assets. But what is blockchain really? It's just a shared, secure digital diary. Each entry in this diary is a block, linked to the one before it, creating a chain. Instead of one person holding the diary, everyone holds it, so it's impossible to change an entry without everyone else knowing. This makes it a permanent, transparent, and trustworthy record. Using reductive transformation, you can decode blockchain into its core elements, a ledger of anonymous contracts bound by consensus. Then you could reconstitute these atomic elements to create entirely new applications. There are cryptocurrencies and digital assets, of course, but you could also build an identity system where individuals control their personal data, or create a transparent supply chain that tracks goods from origin to destination without central authority. The strength of reductive transformation isn't in any one application, but in a general method for recording and validating information. There are plenty of examples of reductive transformation, breaking things down into smaller components and then reconstructing them differently. Reduce milk to its proteins, fats, and sugars, and then culture them to create cheese, yogurt, or butter. Break down sand to silicon atoms and arrange their structure to form semiconductors. Reduce a Beethoven symphony to its notes and rhythms, and then reconstitute them into a new dance mix. Reduce DNA to its nucleotides, and edit them to craft new therapies or even completely new organisms. I'm not saying you necessarily want to recreate Dolly the sheep, but that is something you could do with reductive transformation. Shannon's lesson is clear. When innovators encounter limitations by adding more complexity, sometimes they may achieve more progress by focusing on simplicity. Now that we've explored the attributes of Shannon's reductive transformation, it's time to dive deeper into the adjacent possible as a framework for innovation. That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to explore more ideas like this, you can find much, much more at singularlinks.com. If you're feeling frisky, tell your friends and family, in-laws and outlaws. Music was provided by the Slink Tones. Until next time, connect the unconnected, create the unexpected.